I fear that the game will get pushed so far to one extreme that you won't recognize the game 10 years from now. That's what I worry about. And I do believe that if it gets to that point, that our country goes down too.
Bam! Larry Fedora. If football goes away, our country is done.
He also cited an unnamed general who told him...
A three-star general.
Yes. An unnamed three-star general that said that the reason the U.S. has military superiority is because we're the only country that plays football. Abjectly leaving Canada right out of the mix.
So Canada's out.
Apparently, Canada should be the world's second superpower, according to that theory, because they play the most football other than us. By the football theory of why militaries are good, Canada is the second best. Then after that, Germany. And then Mexico. Yeah, American Samoa per capita. American Samoa.
American Samoa is going to become a powerhouse soon.
The other thing that's clear from that theory is that whatever version of football they were playing during the Vietnam era, we need to be sure we never go back to that.
Good point.
Clearly the reason we couldn't win in Vietnam was the version of football that was being played wasn't appropriate.
Larry Fedora, if you don't know who that is the coach of North Carolina. And I think, what did you just say?
100%. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, clearly. Larry Fedora, a lot of people in these parts, they know Larry Fedora because he was on the opposite sideline when U of H lost that horrible game to Southern Miss when Fedora was the coach back in 2011, when it was known that Sumlin was going to go to Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got more from Larry Fedora. This is all from ACC Media Days. He went out. He explained more of why he thinks it's so important to keep football the way it is right now.
Oh, yeah, I think there will be decline of our country. There's no doubt. Yeah, I there's no doubt in my mind. I think because the lessons that you learn in the game of football relay to everything that's going to happen in the rest of your life. And if we stop learning those lessons, we're going to struggle. And, you know, I think in some ways we're struggling more now than we ever have. Are we ever going to be a perfect country? No, not by any means. And but I do think the game of football has had a major impact on who we are as a country.
Are we struggling more now than we have ever been? 713-572-4610.
Well, I mean, according to various people, every single year of the nation's history has been the worst it's ever been. But in 1843, there was somebody saying, it's never been as bad as it is right now. In 1872, 1866, there was definitely people saying, this is bad now. 1947, people were saying, this is there's always a reason to believe that things are the worst now that they've ever been, especially if you choose to ignore actual history. It's been a long time. It's never been as bad as it is right now. Let me think. If I were a black man in Mississippi in 1953, was it worse then or now? I miss the wholesome days when I could be... You know what? I miss the wholesome days when I knew I had three or four jobs I could choose from, and I knew where I couldn't go. Now, what with all this freedom? It's just awful. It's just awful, Larry Fedora.
And all these damn liberals running around taking away the award from the Astros last night. And on top of that, you take a look. I used to be able to send my boy down to the coal mine when he was just 5 years old. Send him in there with the shovel. Oh. And you know what? Now I can't do that anymore. And on top of that, these kids are on their video games and their Fortnite.
You know what, though? That's a good point, Paul, because back when football wasn't nearly as popular as it was, 10-year-olds could work in coal mines. and as we got, is football. But no, this by Larry Fedora's standard, football was a more violent game, and we also allowed 10-year-olds to work in coal mines, so it was a better time. As football got as football got softer and softer, and what? Oh, we have to take the 10-year-olds out of the coal mines? Oh, we got to start regulating what they put in sausages? I enjoyed my cheap sausages back when there might be a finger or seven blended into it, but it was cheaper. It tasted good. I was better off being ignorant, but football was tougher, so everything else must have been better.
Seth, can you remind the audience what Teddy Roosevelt did with the game of American football?
He coerced football officials into making it much, much safer, including widening the field, inventing the four. Actually, they couldn't widen the field because Harvard Stadium had very strict at very Nerds. Close quarters. Yeah, Harvard kind of ruined football, they basically demanded they make it safer. I was trying to, which by the way, under Teddy Roosevelt's presidency, and whether you want to credit for him or not, that was when the U.S. really made one of their biggest surges towards superpoweredom. So as they also made football more gentle. The other thing too is, as Larry Fedora frets about football being unrecognizable, please go back to somebody watching a football game in 1925 and ask them like what today's game looks like and how recognizable it is.
A bunch of liberals wearing helmets. Pushes.
But also, they're thinking. No, but the helmets are interesting. I don't know how. I think a game in 1925 would have been much grittier and tougher because there were no face masks and you could get away with more because there weren't cameras everywhere and officials. Like, it was a tougher game. But I don't think it was as violent a game. I think the game in 2010 especially was a lot more violent than the game in 1925.
Oh, yeah, we Brandon Merriweather spearing three people.
Because now these guys are so fast and in such great shape.
And it's but even aside from that, they're not playing both ways. So they're fresher. They've got fresher legs. Form tackling was lost for a long time. It's making a big comeback now because you have to by the rules. But form tackling in 1925 is inherently less violent. You're not just hurtling yourself at people. The forward pass, even though it was legal, was rarely used, and it was used much differently. So it wasn't, you know, it's funny, even in the 60s and 70s, you talk to some of these old timers, and like the middle of the field was a no man's land.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
You hear about
Jack Tatum.
There were big hits, and because of that, there were very few big hits because you could do whatever you wanted to a receiver over the middle of the field. They just didn't throw over the middle of the field. So it's a little overstated sometimes, like what the game was like. And you watch some of those old time highlights. Like, all right, I mean, yeah, I can see why baseball was the most popular sport. It was faster than football.
The Galloping Ghost, Red Grange, runs for 7 touchdowns in a game. You didn't like that?
But then Larry Fedora, too, the only question I have is like, okay, so there's nobody else in America doing good things except for former football players?
Correct.
Is that like you had to have played football
Sorry,
to
Mike.
Be,
We're killing Paul and I after the show because of this. We're going off.
I play a little football. You know what? That puts me.
Actually, I'm getting killed.
You
Chris
be
and I will be killed. Yes, we'll be executed.
You can't fight in the military.
That was. I want to thank Larry Fedora though for doing one of those moments that, like, across the aisle, people could hold hands and be like, "This guy is making no sense at all."
Larry Fedora, head coach at North Carolina, also added this about this, and I agree with some of the we're about to play about football and how safe it is right now.
I'm going to tell you the game right now. The game is safer than it's ever been in the history of the game. It is. I mean, it really is. Are there still injuries? Yeah. It's a violent sport. I mean, you've got big, fast, strong guys running into each other. Something's going to give. I mean, but there are risks involved in the game. And everybody that plays the game understands those risks. It's not like they're going into it not knowing that something could happen, you know. And so they have to weigh those risks versus the rewards. You know, but I believe there's no doubt in my mind the changes that we're making year to year for the health and safety of our players. The game is safer than it's ever been in the history of the game.
Larry Fedora, head coach at UNC, the major headline of what he said, along with the fact that the idea that if football goes away, the country goes down with it, is that he questioned whether the link between CTE and football is actually proven, to which there is a column on USA Today that if Larry Fedora cannot acknowledge the link between CTE and football, that he should be fired.
Well, no, okay, this is where, okay, I'll agree with Larry Fedora, even though his reasoning is not the same reasoning that I get. There hasn't been enough research done on other people that
with CTE?
Have committed. No, other people like non-football players with CTE.
I agree.
In terms of like your scientific standard for what you know, what conclusions you can draw. A lot of people, and especially this is why it gets tricky whenever non-science writers and actually some science readers start talking about these things, there's still a lot more research that needs to be done. And some of the CTE researchers disagree with each other about actually what should be defined as CTE. The Boston groups The Boston groups are very aggressive, and a lot of times they'll take this a little speck of tau protein in an inactive part of the brain and say, well, that guy has CTE, where realistically that shouldn't have affected the person's behavior at all. And then outwardly, some neurologists will say, like, okay, well, how are this person's symptoms different from just dementia in general? There are other kind of inconsistencies. There needs to be a lot more research. There is a link, but a link is not the same thing as causation. So how much more susceptible are football players to CTE or other athletes susceptible to CTE when it hasn't been studied in the population at large? Those are questions that need to be asked. Now, to say there's no link, well, that's bogus. His problem is there's a difference between link and cause, and it annoys me that people that work with college athletes don't understand it. Like, if he's working with college athletes, he's got a master's degree in something, and he and other people writing about this refuse, including science writers, to acknowledge the difference between a link and a cause at times. On both sides of this issue, it annoys the hell out of me.
There are no people in sports that are more out of touch than college football coaches. College football coaches in general are totally...
In the NFL, you can't get away with being that hard-ass jackass all the time. But in college, yeah, you can essentially treat them not much differently than college coaches. And NFL coaches were probably treating players in the 70s, 80s, and maybe even further back.
You're in a college town. You're hanging out with basically people you coach with or administrators. You're recruiting athletes. You're basically with your football team. You don't interact with real people. You're not questioned by the media. You're usually not in a big-time city.
The only people that hold you accountable are boosters. And if you are very good at glad handling them, like Mac Brown, you can keep your job without deserving it for a really long period of time.
The fun thing is that he's at like a pretty academically elite university, and his players are going to have a blast with this.